Is that where we are? And it's Midwest, is it? It's not too west. You could go too western. Or if you go any less than this and you're basically in the east, so this is the... It's the perfect level of west. It's the Goldilocks zone of west. The gateway to the west. Well, I mean, yeah, you say that. You built an arch. Well done. It's the tallest arch in America, isn't it? Yeah, well done. Second tallest, by the way, is like 12 foot. You've really overcorrected there. There's no need for that. I don't know a lot about St. Louis. I know that your city's sort of dish, your favourite cuisine, is a fucking disgrace. You can't have, as your, oh, you've got to come to St. Louis, the food's incredible. They'll reheat yesterday's pasta. It's not a fucking thing, people. Someone else invented ravioli. Fucking heating it up again doesn't change anything. Hey, cheer up, murder capital. Pow, pow, pow. I don't know why it's the murder capital. It seems a very friendly place. You make very agreeable booze, and then somehow, I think it might be because people arrive here and think it's called St. Louis, and then, yeah, you get annoyed. And people get murdered.
Roast me.
Roast you. Okay. What's... Let me have a look at it. What's your name, my friend?
Adam.
Adam? There's a lot going on there. What do you do for a living, Adam? Because everything about your look says minimum wage is fine. What do you do?
Server.
What, sorry?
Server.
A server. Well, we've all got to serve. I mean, that's... Who do you serve?
Family restaurant.
You serve in a family restaurant. If only there was a name for that. Waiter, you're a waiter. And what's the restaurant? What's it called?
Frank Papa's Ristorante.
Something Papa's Ristorante. Are you doing the reheated ravioli? Of course you fucking are. So talk me through the Mohican. Is it a punk rock thing?
A what?
Punk rock.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, Mohawk, yeah. I don't know if he knows. They will sell you punk rock records, even with my haircut.
18 years.
You've had that for 18 years? Wow. And what was the... It doesn't look as if you were getting too much pussy before, but I... I imagine that is a very effective repellent. Well, you know what? I'll try and hook you up. Are there any women that want to get back at their dad for something? Maybe you could bring this massive fucking tool home.
Thank you.
You've had a Mohican for the last 18 years, and at no point has that been fashionable. Who are you here with?
My buddy.
You're making him look good. He's a very average looking bloke. He looks fucking terrific next to you. Wow.
What's the rudest joke you ever wrote?
What's the what?
The rudest joke you ever wrote.
Rudest? The rudest joke. The rudest. You know how it's not pronounced. The rudest joke. Well, I used to have this bit about speech impediments. that I think you might find quite... You're not in a cartoon. Stop speaking like that. Shout out to my husband, Michael, for his 46th birthday. I love his belly button. Michael, where are you? Michael, where's Michael? What's... Have you got a particularly...
No.
What, sorry?
No, nothing particular.
There's nothing strange about your belly button?
Prove it!
I'm going to have to ask your other half about this because... What? It just collects the lint. That's what they're for. Okay. Seems like an odd thing to share, though, doesn't it? Think of all the things you could say about Budget the Rock. I've said worse things to people, yeah. What do you do, sir?
I'm a manager.
You're a manager? Do you mean you're just coping? I manage. Go on, what do you manage?
Healthcare.
You manage healthcare? In America?
Yeah.
You fucked up. You fucked up. And what about you, madam? What do you do?
I'm a microbiologist.
You're a microbiologist. How small?
Very.
What do you do then? What do you do?
Grow up and diagnose people who have infections.
You grow up the bacteria and diagnose people with infections. Could you? From his belly button lint, presumably. Yeah. Christ, have you been there the whole time? Look at the fucking size of it. What? Should you not be holding a door open somewhere? What? Imagine the amount of lint in that. My husband and I agree whoever you insult worst tonight gets to be on top. He thinks you won't notice us. Now I have to peg him if you do. Where are you? Hi.
Hi.
Oh. Be gentle.
It'll be my first time.
It'll be your first time. Well, how delightful. What's your name, sir?
Mark.
And what do you do, Mark?
I'm in sales.
You're in, and what do you sell? Is it strap-ons? Roll up, roll up. We've got a hell of a demonstration. Go on, what do you sell, Mark?
Products for reward and incentive programs.
Products for reward and incentive programs.
Yep. He's in porn.
He's in what?
Porn.
He's in porn. There's an incentive program for porn. She just says things. Yeah. What about you? What do you do, madam?
I'm in sales.
What do you sell? What, sorry?
Refrigeration products.
Refrigeration products. I don't even know what a refrigeration product is. Is it a fridge?
Grocery stores. Keeping your ice cream cold, I keep them cold.
You keep ice creams cold. I normally wouldn't say this, sir. But have you considered leaving her? She seems like she's a lot. Okay. Well, you can both go and fight yourselves. Which is, I think, what you had in mind anyway.
Has anyone ever told you what, like, a
Has anyone ever told me I look like a sophisticated Pee Wee Herman? I'll take it. Yeah, sharp-dressed man, Pee Wee Herman. I've got no notes. I do have kind of a weird laugh, yeah, I could. And I'm often masturbating in gay cinema, so this is... Perfect. Not that that's his legacy. He was fucking great, Pee Wee Herman.
Your crudest joke.
How do you make a gay fuck a woman? Shit in her cunt. He asked. What, sorry?
That's called an Alabama hot pocket.
That's called an Alabama hot pocket. Reasons to visit Alabama. Minus one. Fuck, marry, kill. Yeah, that's the order I would do it in. Done. Fuck, marry, kill. That's, yeah. Sorry, we're now doing, oh, what, you want three specific people? Okay, just give me one at a time.
Kate Middleton,
fuck.
Ricky Gervais,
I guess he's competition, kill. And then who?
Gary Glitter.
Well, it looks like I'm marrying Gary Glitter. I was a huge fan of Gary Glitter, and then I found out about his music. That's silly.
Any other? Are you ran down your mama's leg?
Okay, drill sergeant. I've got a microphone and 15 speakers in the room, and I feel like I'm the one that needs to tell you to pipe down. It's a bit too... How were you? What's your name, my friend?
Bo.
Right. Feels like they kept that simple on purpose. What are we going to call him? Bo. It's a very simple noise to make. A noise you could make even if perhaps you didn't have as much oxygen as they would wish at birth. Po. Po. You've got something of a of mice and men quality to you. Sorry, you obviously won't get that, that reference. What I'm saying is, you look like a massive retard. My wife's due date is tomorrow, so we are trying to laugh this baby out of her, Jason and Brittany. Where are you? Where are those? Hi. Hi there. How are you?
Doing good.
So what is this your first baby?
First baby.
You've got tickets to the greatest show on earth. All right, and now do we know what we're having? You're having a boy or a girl?
A boy.
A boy, what the Chinese call a keeper. And have you sorted the name? What are you going to call it?
Eli.
Eli, what a great name. I love it. No notes. Enjoy. It's good, right? Trying to think if I've got any good parenting advice. Not much. I'd say be very sensitive, sir, about day three. Day three after the birth is when the colostrum sort of changes to milk, and it's the most chemicals a woman ever has in her. It's like the most hormonal day they'll ever have. And you've just fucking take it. I would venture you won't be doing a lot right on that day. That's fine. These are exciting days ahead for you. Fucking tremendous.
Thanks for the laugh.
Yeah, hey, no problem at all. Happy to help. You'll be in for a while now. I have a big job interview on Tuesday. Can you give me a reference? Thanks in advance. Mike, where are you, Mike?
Back here.
Hi, Mike. So what's the job, Mike? A job at a hospital? What sort of thing are you doing at the hospital, Mike?
Cardiac recovery.
Cardiac recovery. I don't know if a reference for me is going to carry a lot of weight. This guy's all heart, something like that. I don't know. What else can I put? Hang on, he's off. Just the mention of cardiology, he's got to get... You'll never take me alive, he's saying. Spent good money blocking these arteries, fuck you. Well, good luck. So what's the cardiac recovery? So is that like a nursing practitioner thing where you help people? You do cardiac procedures? Okay. I don't know. Sounds like he might be a doctor. But he's not saying he's a doctor. It's not a doctor or a nurse, you'll have a look at it, will you? Wow, and there's me thinking American healthcare's fucked. This have-a-go hero's willing just to roll his sleeves up and, yeah. You got a problem with your heart? No insurance? Fucking, all right, I'll get Mike. Mike, this one's for you. Do your best.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.